Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This is kind of a quick update of some fast-moving things. And we got Larry on the phone who's been monitoring a lot of this. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Where do we want to start? Let's start with this little saying. 7 come 11. Was a popular phrase to attract luck during the first dice roll in the game of craps. It originated from the rules themselves that say when hitting 7 or 11 at the start of the session means an instant win. This is kind of interesting because today is 7-11. This was sent to me by a Christian lady, and it's, I think, maybe very appropriate. Are the elite playing a game of craps? And we're about to find out. Larry, what have you got?
Well, what's interesting, this whole week looks like it may be a heads-up week, especially with Biden out of the country. And, of course, the reports are that I think Tuesday he's in Saudi Arabia. Wednesday he flies in to Ben Gurion Airport in Israel. And, of course, there's rumors in the background of a two-state solution about to occur while their government is in chaos. And then also Putin has a meeting Friday that's being touted. What do you think?
That's kind of a very unusual event, I understand, from Putin's point of view. I guess they've never done that where he's kind of calling the Congress, the Senate and the Congress together, and all of them are attending, I guess, some great announcement, which would be on the 15th. And we'll tie into that some other stuff. This covert intel, what can you tell us about it? What's that really about?
Well, the covert intel Hal Turner put up today is warning about this Friday, and which will be July the 15th. And here's the subscribers-only area it's talking about. It says Russian State Duma and the Russian Federation Council meets July the 15th for extraordinary meeting. A declaration of war is reportedly in the agenda. Says possibly against Lithuania over the siege sanction military against Kaliningrad. And it's very mysterious, and that's covert. And then I found one right out in the open late this evening, Yahoo News. It was breaking news. It says Russian State Duma Chairman Volodin announces emergency session, calling back Russian lawmakers from summer vacations to what has been termed extraordinary mysterious Friday meeting in Russia.
Wow. I bet you he is going. Well, he already told Russia issues. Now, this is from Hal Turner, and I think it's absolutely true. Russia issues final warning to Lithuania. I can't even pronounce the word. But anyway, they have only a few days to stop blocking railroad traffic. And they are not only not doing that, they say they're beefing it up. Is that what you've heard? I mean, we're going to war, folks. There's no
question.
Well,
what it is Kaliningrad, that's the sea base, that's Russia's sea base in the north, and that's also Russian territory. And Lithuania, who is a NATO member, has enforced a blockade against Kaliningrad and stopped all traffic by rail from Russia to Kaliningrad, which basically blocked off part of Russia from Russia. And Russia has said we're going to intervene militarily. And by the way, today, all day, I've been getting information that large Russian aircraft are flying over Belarus with fighter jets and running war drills. Now, this is basically on the border of Lithuania. So with Lithuania being a NATO member, this is extremely dangerous. We'll wind up Russia versus NATO.
Which it has been sort of underneath the radar, but I think Putin does realize that he is fighting NATO, which includes the United States. They're begging for this nuclear war, and people are beginning to pick up on what's going on, and I believe they have to work very fast, and this probably ties in to the Georgia Guidestones and their demolishment, which makes one wonder what's next for the United Nations. Is that too likewise going to be demolished? Anyway, the headline, bulletin, urgent, New York City begins preparing population for nuclear attack. The New York City Office of Emergency Management has issued a video training New Yorkers for what to do when a nuclear bomb hits. The 90-second video, which is kind of an interesting number, was released this morning, July 11th. 7-11. 7 comes 11. Anyway, what do you think about this?
Well, it's very telling, and you know, I forwarded you Israeli News Live. They had a breaking report, just a real quick update from Danoon, and he seemed to indicate from FEMA he was getting word of nuclear situation there, and that the military was working with the plans of a nuclear evacuation of New York City. Now, that's a big deal. How in the world are you going to evacuate them people? And then there was another little post came in today, too, a little nugget said, if a nuke goes off, whether it's underground or planted in New York City or something hits New York City and a nuke goes off, of course Russia will be blamed and we can have our war. But why would the people warn New York City ahead of time unless they know this is coming?
Yeah. And there was something about a possible dirty bomb, and sniffers knew there was something there, but nobody can find it. Now, there are two ways you can do that. As the articles were saying, you can cloak it so that you can't really sniff it out with these high-tech sniffers, or they don't want to find it because they want it to go off. You might remember the movie Peacemakers some time ago.
Yeah.
And they had they disabled it, but the bomb went off anyway. It did some damage, but not a lot. But that was one of those suitcase nukes. Are we looking at the possibility of a huge false flag? I mean, you know, things are beginning to happen in resistance to the New World Order, which would indicate they got to speed up their activity or they're going to lose the chance. Because if they keep delaying this, the more and more people are going to start waking up. And I just got word today also, which was interesting, that one of Bill Gates's artificial meat factories was blown up or burned down. So people are beginning to, resist the New World Order, which is very, very dangerous now because it's the New World Order that has all the high-tech weapons. A false flag event, a nuke going off in New York City or somewhere else, martial law would be almost instantaneous at that point. And probably then we would fall under the United Nations Charter of Article 7, threats to international peace. And that would bring in peacekeepers. And it was interesting that that movie, George Clooney played in it, of a nuke being smuggled into New York City. And they found it, of course, but it may be in this case you don't want to find it. What do you think?
Well, it's very, very interesting. In the movie, of course, that guy was going to take it to the United Nations to blow it up. But interestingly, Stuart, this is what the timing is really interesting, because here, when this all begins, July the 11th, Biden is leaving the country. He's going to be gone. This is a really critical time. And by the way, I don't think people have really listened closely. Do you remember the Obama doctrine? Of course, Biden's following Obama doctrine, and Obama's probably pulling his strings. You remember how Obama's nuclear doctrine was, if we take a nuke, we'll take it and we will not retaliate. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Yep, yep. Wow. And some other very strange news. I don't know what you can say about it or not. I haven't heard it, but something about John Kennedy Jr. and the National Emergency Network. What was that all about? Can you reveal anything on that?
Well, that was information I'm not going to share, you know, where it came from, but it's credible people that's talking to me about it, and I can't vet it, not able to vet it, but there seems to be a rumor going around that something about a message from John Kennedy Jr. that was going to be played in the emergency management broadcast system across America, possibly sometime this week. It'll be an alert on every TV, every radio, every phone. Now, I can't vet that. I don't even know much about it, but I was told that.
Well, you know, everybody thinks John Kennedy Jr. is dead. I don't believe he is. They were after him. They were going to kill him, and he knew it. So what's the easiest way? Rig your own death and then resurface later. So it's very, very weird and strange, all this news. Don't forget, we have a buck moon, which is very, very important on the 13th and the 14th. Can't get into it right now. We'll probably know more tomorrow or Wednesday to give you more information. But this business of this release by the New York emergency people of a nuke going off is a very, very strange, strange thing to have. And like Hal Turner says, what do they know that we don't? Well, maybe they know. The time is short, and we're almost out of time. Very, very interesting stuff. What else you got, Larry, before we close?
Other than we need to watch carefully Saudi Arabia's situation with Biden, Israel's situation with Biden and Iran, and then watch very closely the 15th to see what Russia might be up to. This is a heads-up week and weekend. I would really, really watch closely.
Well, as we come closer to Daniel's 70th week, we did warn you some time ago, things are going to get very dicey and things are going to get very, very interesting. I think a lot of people just buried their head in the sand, don't believe anything's going to happen. Hopefully it doesn't. But it definitely, like Larry says, this is a heads-up. A lot of things can go wrong in a big hurry. Can you imagine the change that will take place if New York City is nuked? Just something to think about. What would happen in the country? The ramifications and the ripple effects will be horrendous. Life in America will never, ever, ever be the same. And the biblical prophecies do talk about New York City being nuked. So here we sit, here we wait. Obviously, they will blame. They do it themselves, but they'll blame Russia. They say the cloaking, the technology for cloaking, only a few nations have that ability. So anyway, false flags doesn't mean it's not going to happen or nobody gets killed. It simply means they're doing it for a purpose. Anyway, last word, Larry.
Well, like I said before, we're not trying to frighten anyone, but just be aware this week on in through the weekend.
Amen to that. Okay, folks, heads up. Take care. Good night.